for a little while and then you gravitate right back to where you were. Because your subconscious hasn't been reprogrammed. You know, on the lights, I have these little outlets on the outside of my house, and I have these little plug-in things I use, like a blower and that, around the house outside. And sometimes if something happens, it'll trip and it'll cut off. Well, I'll go right back to the plug or the outlet where it is, and there's a little button on it. You just press it in, out, and it'll trip it right back on. Sometimes you need to reset some things in your subconscious because you've been running up against a wall, and the enemy's trying to make you believe that God's word is not true, and or that it's not for you, or that you can never go any further. But here this morning, we're here to blow the windows out and blow the walls off of some limitations that either the enemy or we ourselves have placed upon ourselves. Okay? So we're going to start with this speaking to our subconscious, and then I'm going to ask you 5 questions. You might want to write them down because they'll bless you, because our imagination is given to us by God, not the devil. Devil has created nothing. He's not a creator. As a matter of fact, the reason he wanted to enter mankind is because he could not express anything to the degree he is, except he came through man. He wanted to use man's faculties, man's thinking, because he's not a creator. He wants to infiltrate all that creative power with his evil. Or as some people say, his evilness. Say this with me as we speak to our subconscious mind and begin to practice this. It's not spooky. It's not hocus pocus. It's a simple formula to reprogram. Now, as I said earlier, science is catching up. Medical science is catching up. They can tell you all about the EKGs, all the stuff that goes on, all the electrons and stuff that's in your brain and that go through your body, how your body is made up. It's already in the Word. As a matter of fact, memories are not just stored in one little compartment in your mind. Memories are stored in your red blood cells all through your body. That's why if you allow bad, traumatic memories and things to lodge in you, it's not just in a little compartment in your mind, it's in your body. That's why a lot of times people get sick and infirmity. That's how stuff jumps from one generation to the next generation. But you know what? God's given us all we need to change that. Hello? If any man be in Christ, the Bible says he is a new creature. But right now, that goes way over a lot of people's heads. Wait, hold everything. Now, whose report are you going to believe? Your experience, and that's why you're on lockdown. That's why you're on hold. You believe your experience more than you believe what the Word says. We understand that when we came to God, any man that comes to God must first believe. The wonderful thing about that is that every person born has been given a measure of faith. Everybody believes in something. I don't care how atheistic they say they are. They believe in something. Look at this. They don't believe in God. They don't believe there's a God. You hear that? They don't believe. They believe in that they ain't no God. See, this is how we're wired. This is who we are. And that void's got to be filled somewhere. But anyway, let's say this. Say this with me. Amen. And say it from your heart. And I will have this eventually typed out. I have some people that have asked me for this. But it's very simple, very, very concise. Say this with me. I have a powerful subconscious mind. My subconscious mind is my partner in success. My subconscious mind is now working for me and will do exactly what I tell it, because my subconscious mind is my partner in success, health, well-being, and prosperity. Subconscious mind, I command all toxic and wasteful memories to dry up and disintegrate. I now release the breath of God and the life of God to enter in to those places. I command you, subconscious mind, to align with the destiny, purpose, and original intent for my life established by God before I was in the womb. I decree and declare this in Jesus' name. Amen. You see, you may be seeing, transformation is not hocus pocus. It doesn't happen by osmosis. Just like conforming to the world, the Lord said through the Apostle Paul in Romans 12 and 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. And then he went on to say, and that you be not conformed to this world. See, the world tries to conform you with its influences. But we need to counter that. As we talked about last week, that there's an executive order given to us. And that is to subdue. To resist. Amen. To violently resist this world, and we have the authority relegated to us by God to use the exousia and the dunamis of the Spirit to usher in his kingdom. Amen. Many are trying to get up to heaven when God's trying to get heaven down here to earth. Amen. I'll say that again. Many are trying to get out of here to get to heaven when God is wanting to get heaven down here into the earth. As a matter of fact, heaven is not someone's eternal home. If you look at the New Jerusalem, when all is said and done, it's going to hover just above the earth. But God's habitation once again will be among men in the earth. Amen? He's given the earth to the children of men. Praise God. So, I want you to think about these questions. Maybe jot these down if you are writing. But at some point in time, purpose to set it before you and cultivate your thought life with asking yourself questions. The first question is my mind open to the idea of accomplishing greater things? Is my mind open to the idea of accomplishing greater things than I've already accomplished or that you've already accomplished? Is your mind open to that? Or are you a settler? Nothing wrong with that, you know, to each his own. You know, when many get to a certain age, they're not out to do a whole lot. They just want to kind of rock now on their, you know, on their porch, in their little swinger or on their rocker with the grandchildren. That's all right. Just have something to give to the grandchildren. Is my mind open to the idea of accomplishing greater things? You know, when you get all your bills paid and you got a little stash in the bank, a little something put away, there's a tendency to just want to keep that under control. You know, the human nature. Just, you know, see, sometimes when your vision is just to get out of debt, once you get out of debt, you get back in it because your vision is to get out of it. You know, so you keep getting in it to get out of it, because that's your vision. Now, nothing wrong with debt if it's good debt. Bad debt is what you don't want. But some people, they're just steady trying to get out of because they've not seen any further. Is my mind open to the idea of accomplishing greater things than you've accomplished to the point that you're at? Number two, can I believe there's a greater purpose in my DNA? Can you believe that there's something greater God wants to do in you and through you than where you are now? It irritates or aggravates our comfort zone. Now I'm not one that is against comfort. I like comfortable chairs. Yeah, I'd have a hard time if we had metal chairs in here now. You know what I mean? Nothing wrong with metal chairs. You know what I mean? It's just I like comfort, but I'm talking about the comfort zone where you don't want to go any further. God's not finished with you yet, but you don't want to go any further. You know, Peter, when they were on the Mount of Transfiguration, said, "Lord, let us stay here and build three tabernacles. Let's just hang out here. You, me, Elijah, Moses, and us. This is, blessed Peter, you understand. There's a demon down in the valley that needs to be cast out right now." Can I believe there's a greater purpose in my DNA? Here's a million-dollar question. Where do you want to be in 5 years from now? Where do you want to be? Have you ever thought about it? Have you ever imaged? You ever saw yourself looking good, feeling good? And somebody saying, "They might, child, I might be dead." Well, that's you. Bye bye. We'll get you flowers. What have you imaged? What is the dominant image in your mind? Oh, listen, everything I'm saying right here are biblical principles. You know how you can control the future? We're not controlling God, but you can control your future by planning. Some people don't ever have enough time. Time always gets away from them because you don't plan. You'd be amazed how orderly your thoughts become when you plan, when you strategically start doing things. And I'm not saying in a legalistic, you know, nitpicking kind of way, just some of us need to plan. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.
Comes flow.